and said, well, what about this diabetes? I think it's very, very interesting and extremely difficult for the children and parents. And he said, well, why do you say that? I said, well, because diabetes is very difficult to control and it has so many influences, particularly the influence of the family, of the psychological aspects, the emotional aspects, and the social influences on diabetes. And he said, oh, no, no, no. Really, once you get the insulin dose right, everything else will fall into place. And I hesitate, and I said, I'm sure that's not true. He said, some of these parents are struggling hard with insulin injections and doses, but still the diabetes doesn't seem to be particularly well controlled. Of course, in those days, it was difficult to assess control because we were basing this on urine testing. There were no blood tests in those days. This is 1977. And so he said, no, you, it's very important to get on with getting the dose of insulin correct. Anyway, a few years later, after the establishment of this clinic, this same consultant was actually publishing papers on the psychosocial aspects of diabetes, very well, I might add, as well, because he became a very well-known paediatric endocrinologist and diabetologist over the succeeding years. And so my whole life was changed as a consultant, or as a paediatrician, by being introduced to the possibility of looking after, helping parents and children with diabetes. And then soon after that, I moved on to my final placement in Senior Registrar Paediatrics in Exeter in Devon, and there tried very hard to set up another paediatric diabetes clinic, but the consultants really were very reluctant to and resistant to that, in that they liked to look after one or two or ten children with diabetes on their own without a specialist clinic being available. It did actually get off the ground just in the last few months before I left Exeter. But while I was in Exeter, I met another senior registrar in adult medicine called Charles Fox, who again has become a very, very prominent member of the diabetes community. He works in Northampton, not far from here. And he and I set up the first parents' support group for the British Diabetic Association in Exeter. And I remember, and I still have pictures of Charles and myself talking to parents in that group. And this was a very pleasant and really important aspect, I think, of one's early career in paediatric diabetes.